Hello, my name is Natalie Marby. I'm a CBT therapist based in Germany and I offer therapy online to clients all over the world. CBT stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy and it offers a practical and structured way of learning how to manage your mind and enabling you to healthily regulate your emotions. My podcast is about explaining mental health issues in a simple way, offering simple solutions that you can apply in your everyday life and enabling listeners to understand the basic principles for achieving and maintaining a healthy and happy life. If you're interested in working with me, please visit my website, which you will find in the show notes for this podcast. In today's episode, I will talk about why it is so important to heal the wounds of your inner child. Almost everybody in this world has a wounded inner child, and this does not necessarily mean that your parents did not treat you well. The reason why almost everybody has a more or less wounded inner child is that unconditional love does not exist in our world. A child almost always is confronted with conditions. For example, if I behave, my parents love me. If I misbehave, they will tell me off. And as a child, I interpret this as a temporary lack of love. So for a child, love is tied to conditions. And this is not the parent's fault, it's simply the consequence of what we call education. And education is important, otherwise we will not be able to function as a society. So I'd like to begin with the question, why does healing the inner child generally make you happier? Once you start healing your inner child, you will be able to set healthier boundaries and you will be kinder to yourself. And this always leads to more happiness. But what is the connection between the inner child and our happiness? The inner child is a concept. It's a term that describes all the unconscious negative and positive emotions, as well as the firm beliefs from our childhood. They are stored away in our unconscious mind, and from there they determine our emotional reactions. For example, being sad because someone seemingly rejected you is an emotional reaction. Your inner child is sad because it feels rejected. Now, here comes the important part. Your inner child is suffering because someone offered a behavior that you interpret as a rejection. And now you feel your inner child's sadness. Healing the inner child means becoming the grown-up that takes care of this sad inner child inside of you and soothes it, comforts it, lets that child know that it is loved by you, the grown-up inside of you. And therefore, the inner child does not have to feel sad because someone else seemingly rejected you. The only person that should matter for your inner child is you, the grown-up inside of you that gives that child unconditional love, the love it deserves. This unconditional love will make your inner child feel safe, and you, as a grown-up, will also feel that safety because you are emotionally connected with your inner child. What your inner child feels is what you as a grown-up feel. Of course, there is not a real child inside of you, just the childhood emotions and thoughts from the past. And these thoughts and emotions from your childhood will control you, the grown up, unless you start healing those thoughts and emotions. You heal these thoughts and emotions by looking at them consciously. The conscious awareness of these thoughts and emotions is quite difficult, and this is because most people don't like to face their emotions and their negative thoughts from the past. They know they are there, but they don't want to look at them. It makes them feel uncomfortable. With the help of a therapist, many people are eventually able to face these childhood parts inside of them and to become aware how present circumstances, present situations, and people can trigger these childhood parts and lead to unwanted behavior patterns. Once the childhood thoughts and emotions are looked at, and once you become consciously aware of the fact that you don't have to follow your childhood beliefs anymore because you're a grown up, once all this is conscious to you, you can transform your childhood patterns. This will free you of having to emotionally react in order to feel safe. That's what healing the inner child means, and it will make you happier because you will face less conflict in your life. So maybe you will ask yourself now, why will I face less conflict in my life once I heal my inner child? The answer is because your inner child is always trying to survive. As a child, you could not pack your bag and move into an Airbnb because you did not feel appreciated at home or loved. You have to stay there, and you had to figure out how to get the attention and the love you need and deserve as a child, in order to build your self-identity and your confidence. In most cases, children do not get the loving attention they deserve. This leads to different survival and coping mechanisms that a child then develops. For example, many children try to be as perfect as they can in order to please their parents and to get some attention and love. This perfectionism is a survival mechanism because without attention, a child cannot thrive. So it has to find some way in order to get that attention. And it has to sacrifice parts of itself that maybe do not agree to that perfectionism. These parts are then suppressed as a sacrifice to get what the child needs. Once this child is grown up, the pattern of I need to be perfect in order to feel safe, accepted, loved, etc., can still linger in the grown up, and it will kick in as soon as the grown up feels unsafe. The grown-up will offer perfectionism as soon as a situation or a person feels unsafe. This leads to conflict, as all childhood survival mechanisms do. Because in a grown-up world, childhood survival patterns create resistance in other people. And it also creates conflict in that grown-up person. Because this person actually does not want to be always perfect. Maybe they even hate it. But this person feels forced to be perfect in order to survive because they are running on a childhood survival pattern that actually is not necessary as a grown-up anymore. This is what people have to understand. You don't need survival patterns as a grown-up. Not when it's about emotional survival. Your emotional safety as a grown-up only depends on you, only on you alone, because only you think and choose your thoughts, and only thoughts create emotions. Of course, we all have unconscious thoughts that we unconsciously choose. And a part of the inner child healing journey is to identify these unconscious thoughts. But once you have done that identification, you can transform these patterns and become free of the past. That's when your happiness will automatically increase. So the question is then, how do I identify my childhood patterns? Childhood patterns can be identified by observing your emotional reactions to certain situations, circumstances, or people. For example, if you feel a strong negative emotional reaction to something, then you can be quite sure that in the most cases, a childhood memory in you was unconsciously triggered. For example, let's imagine someone says something to you that we could call disrespectful. So you hear the words and you immediately feel a negative emotion. Maybe it hurts. You feel disappointment, anger, or even hate. These negative emotions are only created by you because only you can think thoughts that then create emotions in you. It's always your interpretation of hurtful words that lead to negative emotions inside of you, not the words itself. So the first step is to identify the childhood pattern in you that leads to you interpreting the words in this way. What I mean is that you have to understand why the words are triggering you like that, because they don't have to. Let me explain this in detail by giving you an example of a person who is still acting out on his childhood conditioning, the pattern, and another person who has transformed their childhood conditioning, which is the pattern. So let's say there are two people and they both have an inner child that was bullied at school. They both react extremely sensitive towards sudden verbal attacks that they did not see coming. And they both immediately feel the childhood threat that used to come with these sudden attacks. Although they are now both grown up and shouldn't feel threatened anymore. The first person in this example has not worked on their on their inner formerly bullied child, and still carries all the emotional reactivity patterns inside of them. When this person hears the disrespectful words, they will feel the negative emotions from the past because they will interpret the words as an attack. Although they do not need to see the words as an attack, they are simply words that can be ignored because this person is grown up and does not need to fight for his safety like he used to. Like he had to at school, where he had to stay and endure and survive because there was no way out of it. This person will feel extremely bad, the grown-up person, when he hears the hurtful and disrespectful words, and he will think, I have never done anything to this person. Why are they so mean to me? This thought is probably exactly what they thought as a child. And based on this thought, the person will go into strong defense and will probably say something back. So we're talking about the grown-up. This grown-up person will probably desperately try to set boundaries by counter-attacking. But the truth is that person is actually only hurting himself because he is in the past in that moment. And his inner child goes through the bullying experience and all the fear again although it's actually not necessary. It's only a habit, a habitual way of reacting emotionally to something that just seems threatening, but actually it is not anymore, because this person is grown up, they can walk away. But the grown up in that person is not present, and that is the problem. The grown up is not there to protect the inner child. The child is left to itself, like it was at school. The solution here is to develop the grown up voice inside of you that is present and there for the inner child. In the example of the second person, I would describe what this can look like. And so I will describe what this can look like when you have healed, sorry, when you have healed and transformed childhood pain and can now be there for your inner child as a strong and independent grown up, which is the kind of person you would have needed as a child. So here is the second person who has identified and transformed childhood wounds and has healed his inner child, and they will react like this. They will hear the disrespectful words. They will feel the negative emotion rise in them. That's the inner child crying for help because it feels threatened. And the grown-up will observe. They will notice the cry for help from the inner child. That's the difference between the first and the second person. The first person who has not healed their inner child will identify with their inner child. There will be no grown-up person present to protect the inner child, and that's the problem, this identification. The second person who has healed their inner child will be able to observe the negative reaction, the fear, the despair, and they will not allow these emotions to absorb them. They will remain distant, in an observing position, ready to step in for the child that needs the grown-up's help. The way to do this is to think different thoughts than the first person. The first person thought, I have never done anything to this person. Why are they so mean to me? The second person, however, may think, I have never done anything to this person. This is why I will keep my inner peace. I will remain silent. There is no threat. Of course, this requires a lot of practice, but it will be very rewarding once you have experienced your inner child relaxing because you stepped in, thought-wise, in this grown-up and protective way. The goal of inner child work is to keep your inner peace always. Most negative emotions are not necessary as a grown-up because there is usually no real problem, only a problem from a child's perspective. So I hope this was understandable, and I hope my explanations will help you, my listeners, to start the journey of healing your inner child, and that you now are more aware of why this is so important for your happiness. Happiness is actually peace. Peace creates happiness. So good luck, and I wish you all the best on your healing journey. Goodbye.